Evan Farbach and Bartlesville's new athletic director, Thad Dilbeck, on the line. And Coach Dilbeck, good afternoon to you. Congratulations. And first question, obviously took the job as athletic and activities director, pending approval from the Bartlesville School Board. And Coach, just overall, your kind of thoughts on the new job, obviously come over from Ponca City where you were serving as a principal, and just kind of your thoughts as you embark on a new career here.
Yeah, Evan, I'll tell you, we feel blessed and fortunate to get to come back to Bartlesville, the community, and to work again with Bartlesville Public Schools. When you're in the public education business, you know, Bartlesville Schools is an example that a lot of us try to measure ourselves by. And when this opportunity came along, I jumped at the chance to try to get back over there, and we're thrilled that it's worked out.
Thad Dilbeck on the line with us, coached or taught at Bartlesville previously, a couple stints from 1996 to 98, and then from 2002 to 2005, and obviously you were at Dewey as well, so you're familiar with this area, but you kind of touched on that a little bit in the answer prior, but what drove you to apply to this job and then also to take it when it was offered?
Well, again, as you mentioned, we've spent some time in the Bartlesville community and in Bartlesville and Dewey communities. We've always just thought very fondly of the area, and you know, we've been in Ponca City now for 8 years. It's going to be a little over 8 years. We've always just talked about wanting to get back over there. You know, I'm ready for professionally. I'm ready to use the experiences that I've had here and that I had previously as a coach and a teacher, and take on some new challenges at Bartlesville Schools, and just work with the tremendous leadership that they already have there with Ms. Chancellor and all the administrators at the high school, and then of course the leadership downtown also. And we're just I'm excited and ready to jump in there and do my part to continue to improve and make Bartlesville High School a better experience with our activities.
Thad Dilbeck, a new Bartlesville High Athletic Director, on the line with us. And, Coach, you had been at Ponca City since 2012 as a principal and assistant principal. If you could kind of walk us through what your responsibilities were there versus what you'll be doing at Bartlesville High.
Well, you know, Bartlesville Schools is one of few schools in the high school that has an activities director instead of just an athletic director. I have been, this is my sixth school year at Ponca City High School as the building principal. Fall within that over here, I do work hand-in-hand with our athletic director, but I'm also in charge of all of our non-athletic activities, our orchestra and our band, you know, our theater programs. And so my experience here is certainly going to lend itself to what I'm stepping into in my new role.
And obviously you have experience in athletics as well, and some of that even coaching at Bartlesville in the past, if you could kind of run through some of that.
Yeah, actually my first high school level coaching was at Bartlesville High. Back starting in 96, I came to Bartlesville to work for Lee Brower, and I was an assistant football coach, and I coached some track, and I worked at Madison Middle School at the time, and then when I came back in 2002, I came back to be an assistant football coach and work with Rich McGuire. And during my time there, I became the head track coach. You know, had some success and really look back fondly on my time coaching in Bartlesville.
Thad Dilbeck on with us, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director. You and I were talking about this a little bit earlier, but timeline going forward, obviously we're in the middle of a semester now and you've got obligations in Ponca City, but correct me if I'm wrong, we're probably looking at a transition sometime over the summer where we can get you kind of moved in and settled. Is that correct?
That's right, Evan. That hasn't, I don't have a specific date yet, but I feel confident that we'll be able to work it out where I can get there sometime around the beginning of the summer, around Memorial weekend in there. You know, I will already be in touch with leadership at Bartlesville High School, and we'll, you know, I'll be involved in some any decisions that might need to be made, or at least they'll make me aware of what's going on. So I'll kind of wear two hats here for a while, but we're thinking that we will be living in Bartlesville at the beginning of the summer.
Thad Dilbeck on the line with us, new Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director, and obviously being in Ponca City, they're, you know, close proximity to Bartlesville, single high school town, kind of like Bartlesville, and obviously being from around here as well, having lived several years here, you're probably somewhat aware of what's going on athletics-wise here at the high school. How well have you been able to kind of keep tabs on that, and or were you kind of informed of that during this whole interview process?
Well, certainly I gained some information, or information was shared with me during the interview process, I always keep tabs on Bartlesville, all their sports. I check that stuff online regularly. I've still got friends over there in that area that kind of keep me abreast of how things are going with Bartlesville athletics. I think that there's tremendous coaches on staff right now, and I look forward to working with those guys, getting to know those guys, serving those guys and helping them build the strongest program they can. You know, and we all face challenges and have issues, and I'll help them working together. We'll overcome those things.
And then how much were you kind of made aware of some of the facilities upgrades and the bond issues passing the last couple of years? I know in talking with just a few of the coaches that Bartlesville has hired the last couple of years, that some of those facility upgrades and bond packages were a factor in their decision, and obviously kind of shows community support not only behind just the athletic department of Bartlesville High, but Bartlesville Public Schools in general. Was that something that kind of factored in? Were you aware of any of that?
Yeah, I was aware, and you know, I think you nailed it. As a school leader, the thing when I see top-notch facilities, the first thing that comes to mind for me is community support. Education is important, athletics is important, the fine arts are important in Bartlesville, and the community is willing to support those things through their bond issues. Just through the interview process, we discussed, what's going on down at Dungeons. We talked about the new press box and some of the other facilities, and those are all going to be top-notch facilities something that certainly is going to serve the district for years to come.
Thad Dilbeck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director, on the line with us. Coach Dilbeck, we appreciate it. Anything else you'd like to add?
Hey, Evan, I appreciate your time. We really do look forward to getting back over in the Bartlesville community. And we're very, very, very excited. And I look forward to working with you.